Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1357. This is your host Danny Pena, and I can't believe I'm about to say this. We have the whole crew here. Mr. Pete, all the way from Europe. What's up, Pete?
What's up, man?
Good. How's everything, bro? Been a while.
This whole new setup is, I'm still trying to get used to it. Hey, at least I start unmuted, you know?
Right? No countdown.
Look at that, yeah, the growth of the podcast. I'm good.
Technology has been a lot better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's been changing, getting better, you know? And also, the person that is wearing the cool Fallout t-shirt, I hope you could send us, you know, each of us some shirts over here. Paris Lady, what's up, Paris?
How about you get me a lightsaber from Disneyland? How about that?
I'll send you one. Huh? I'll send you one.
Since you want stuff sent to you.
I'll send you one. First of all, that was a lot of fun. Shout out to Ubisoft.
I'm sure you had a great time. I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know.
I'll tell you this. I have never done a VIP tour at Disney. I'm spoiled. I don't know if I'll ever go back again, like just like as a normal.
You know what, Danny? You know what, to hear something?
What?
I've never done a VIP tour either. So congrats.
Congrats, man. Don't worry. There will be other opportunities in the future. There. You happy?
I'm not. Actually, I'm not.
But I'll talk about it in future episodes of GTR. Where hands-on impressions about the game, Star Wars Outlaws, and some surprises I got from there. So stay tuned. All right. So, everyone, thank you for watching. I think we're live at a couple places here on Twitter, Twitch, and other places there, man. So shout out to everybody that's watching. And yes, we're back. We're back. It's been a while. We've been taking a couple weeks off. I've been posting some recorded content, so I hope you guys have been enjoying it. But if you guys would like to, you know, be part of our discussions, fan mails, and questions, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to everybody been hitting us up. I haven't posted these questions on the show because a lot of them were like really old. So send us new questions. That would be a lot better for us to bring it up over here. So, first of all, Paris, I want to ask you a question because I haven't really had a chance to play this at all because, you know, I was at Disneyland. Just a reminder for Paris.
In case you didn't pick up the case. Earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Paris, I know Concord. This is a game that we got to check out during Summer Game Fest, like a video and all this stuff. Was it Summer Game Fest or was it at a showcase of the PlayStation? I can't remember. It was one of the two. But I know the beta just came out a couple of days ago. I'm very curious to see your thoughts about the game because I know I personally didn't like the trailer, what they showed. Like, it wasn't like something that got me excited. But seeing a couple of the people that I follow, including you, you guys been liking the game so far. It's been like positive, right? So very different what they showed, you know, a couple months ago, man. So I just want to hear your thoughts about the game.
So, Danny, I have been playing Concord, and I would suggest that you play it as well. I've been enjoying it. I've sincerely been enjoying playing it. I played it on Steam, and I've played it on PlayStation 5, and it's been pretty seamless across both, to be honest with you. Progress obviously bounces back and forth. When you play multiplayer, it is a mix of PC and PlayStation people on there as well. For people that don't know, Concord's a 5v5 PvP hero shooter, for lack of a better term. Some former Bungie guys decided to create Firewalk Studios, and they're the ones that are making it. So you can definitely feel the Destiny PvP DNA in it while you're playing. Like I said, I'm having fun with it. There's a variety of characters that you can pick through, and each of them have their own weapon types, their own abilities that you can use as well. So I've been trying to figure out which ones I like. I think I've kind of narrowed it down to about three or four characters I like using most of the time. There's still some tweaks. This is a beta, so there's clearly some tweaks that they still need to do. Like, I feel like the time to kill is just way too long, in my opinion. I think they need to speed that up. I think the weapons and the abilities need to be tuned. I feel some are vastly overpowered. I feel some are vastly underpowered. So they're going to need to find some balance between that as well. I also think, and again, this comes down to the character that you use, but I think the game should be a little faster as well. It does feel a little slow. But I get where Firewalk is headed with this. I see the vision of this, because while it is a PvP game, there's story elements in this as well, and it will progress over time, week to week, stuff like that. And as you're going through these matches, you're going to level up. You're going to have, you have daily, weekly, seasonal challenges that you can chase as well with these characters. Each character themselves can level up too, so there is an incentive to go out and play with different characters while you're going through this. I'm personally fine with it. I did not know what to expect, because like you were saying, Danny, when I watched that showcase, I was like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know about this, right? Mm-hmm. But playing it, I'm having fun while I'm playing it. And I think obviously that's the most important thing. But I will say, as much as I may have enjoyed it, I'm seeing a lot of, and who knows, this might be silly console war stuff, but I'm seeing a lot of people saying that they don't like it. And I'm keep seeing screenshots of low player count. And I don't know if that's just low player count of people playing on Steam. I don't know if that equates to people playing on console as well. I don't know. But all I know is when I play it, you know, it's, I'm having fun with it. Now, I will say, when I was playing on Steam, I did run into a couple times where I would go into a match and it would just be me 1-on-5 or 2-on-5, stuff like that. And it wasn't filling in during the match. Like, you didn't have new players jump mid match in or stuff like that. So again, I don't know if that is truly lower player count, whatever, but again, it's a beta. I think personally, the biggest thing that is going to hold Concord back is the fact that it's $40, that it's not just straight up free to play. I think that will be a barrier to entry, because let's just be honest again, it did not show well in that showcase, and there wasn't a lot of positive talk around it. And even the talk that I'm seeing currently during this early access beta period, like I said, it's 50-50, I'll to say, but the fact that you're not seeing an overwhelming like, oh my God, yo, got to jump into Concord, go play it. I do wonder, hopefully, when it opens up to more people, I think what, next week or something, the overall beta opens up, you know, to public, more people will give it a shot. Because when I made that little video real quick showing gameplay, that's what I said. I was like, look, don't listen to me. If you got PlayStation Plus, because they've opened it up to PlayStation Plus people, you can jump in right now. Just go play it for yourself. Download it, give it a shot. I mean, it's a beta. It's not going to hurt to jump in and play a few matches. Because for me, it was probably around about the fourth match that it really started to click. That I was like, okay, I get it now. I see what I got to do. And, you know, I'm liking this. There's going to be other various modes that are, you know, locked. Because, again, this is a beta. Like, the only thing that I've done so far is essentially just straight up Slayer. And then we did, like, a Rivals mode where you only get one life. And you go in and there's like an object, there's like a, domination in Call of Duty. That's the best way to describe it, right? But you only get one life when you get to do it. And that those only two modes that I've played so far. But I'm digging it. I mean, I can see where it goes. But like I said before, it's going to come down to coming out in a crowded PvP shooter market. What's going to be the incentive to get people to want to go jump in? And with it being $40, I think that's going to hold it back too. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, $40 is not, it's not bad in my opinion though. Like Helldivers was successful.
Let me be clear on that. $40 is fine. I have no issue at all paying $40 for it. My point is you got something like The First Descendant that just came out, which is free to play. Halo, as an example, is free to play. Fortnite, obviously, is free to play. You have these other free to play shooters out there that why am I going to spend $40 to play this one? Plus, mm-hmm. Overwatch obviously already has an established community. We know Call of Duty is about to come out. That's going to be on Game Pass, as an example, not to mention people are buying it anyways. Warzone is free to play in Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of competition out there for this. So entering the market and you're not necessarily doing something truly unique, it's going to be hard, especially when you're telling me, give me $40 up front too. So that's all I'm saying on that.
Pete, do you have any?
I think the fact that you're ignoring Valorant, or maybe not ignoring, right? But just omitting Valorant from the conversation.
But this is my point.
You look at it, every single one of those PvP, especially when you're looking at the 5v5 versions mm-hmm. of them, they're all free to play to get mm-hmm. people into play, maximize the player count, and you basically block your player base from coming in by putting it in the same genre. Very, very similar looking, right? I look at the mm-hmm. gameplay. I haven't had a chance to play. I've been out. But you look at it, and it looks exactly like Valorant, right? Down to the player, throwing up the walls and stuff like that. You're going to find yourself in a crowded market. Let's not even forget about X-Defiant, right? X-Defiant is another free-to-play 5v5 mm-hmm. hero mm-hmm. shooter. Super crowded genre, and you're going to make yourself more difficult to have players enter by putting a $40 thing. And again, mm-hmm. look, I mean, Overwatch was $40 when it first launched 6-7 years ago. It's free to play now, if I'm not mistaken, or is it?
They updated the first one into two now. Now it's Overwatch. So Overwatch right. 1 doesn't even exist anymore.
No,
so.
It's exactly what my point is, though. But is it free to play, though? Did they flip?
I literally Googled it. Overwatch 2 is a free to play, always on, ever evolving live game.
Yeah. That's a lot of competition. Still
going.
Yeah.
PUBG is still going. 16 plus million players, free to play. Every single PvP experience is free to play.
Yeah.
Why put up the barrier to entry on your own title by doing that? And I get it. Look, they need to make money, but
yeah. And that's part of it too, where the battle, and maybe we'll wind up getting to interview him or something here closer to launch. But from what I understand is like their battle pass stuff is strictly, it's more cosmetic stuff. You don't necessarily even need to get it to progress through the game. Because you are paying that $40 up front, plus there's the weekly story stuff that's happening, all that. That was kind of their justification for doing it. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, is that going to matter in year two? Right? Are you still going to be trying to charge people, brand new people to jump in to Concord? You're going to be trying to charge them $30, $40 to go play it. That's going to be the big thing that they got to overcome, in my personal opinion, because you don't have a true single player campaign that you can say, okay, here's the campaign that we're giving you. We're charging you $40 for that. The multiplayer stuff is essentially free to play. We got our battle pass, all that. So, and like I said, I was rattling off stuff off the top of my head. Look at all the games that Pete just rattled off the top of his head that I wasn't even thinking about that are also competition in this free to play. It's just an extremely crowded market to be jumping in. And it's just the industry in that way has changed when it comes to multiplayer. Whereas unless you're giving me something that we've not seen before, it's going to be very hard to compete.
Yeah, 100%. And now I was also checking out Twitch, the chat, and people were saying, what about Fragpunk? That's another one that's free. And Marvel Rivals, which I think the beta is coming out very soon. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, again, a lot of competition, man. And I mean, what is it they have to do to stand out? I mean, the only thing is, I mean, something that's going to be catchy and fun that people are going to talk about and the word's just going to go around.
You know? That's what I mean. I do think it's the story elements to it, the characters of that, that weekly, that there is going to be a progression thing there that, oh, I got to come back this week to see the next, you know, but
yeah,
in practice, is that going to work? And like I said, I don't know how true or false. Maybe I'll look it up while we're on the show, but the Steam numbers right now, it doesn't seem like a lot of people are playing this on Steam, but I don't know if that necessarily equates to the population on PlayStation. Maybe there's just simply more people playing it on PlayStation right now, especially since it is early access. You had to pre-order initially to get in this early access. PlayStation provided us codes. That's why we got in, just FYI. But then they opened it up to PlayStation Plus. I mean, PC guys aren't on PlayStation Plus, so that would be PlayStation, where if you're going to get the majority of people, they're going to be there.
Yeah, I think Helldivers 2, wasn't there more people on PC playing that game more than... Mm-hmm. Do you think that's something that could happen, Switch, in the future, where like it's officially launched? Do you see PC players being
but
more?
But that's the point I'm making right now. This is early access, and it was limited to pre-orders. So the Steam population probably should be lower right now compared to what it would be on console. Whereas let's see, once it opens up to everyone can jump in, let's see what the Steam numbers look like then. And then obviously when the game officially launches, let's see what happens. Here's my conspiracy theory. This is what I think they should do. This is what I think they should do.
Okay.
They should have the final game. If you're on PlayStation Plus Premium or whatever, look, and I'm sure we're getting the whole Game Pass stuff, but whatever damn tier it is, not the lowest tier, but maybe the middle tier or higher. If you're on that, you get the game at launch. I think that's what they should do.
Yeah, an entitlement kind of, I guess, right? Yeah. You know, like you pay the highest tier, you get access to day ones and special betas and stuff like that.
See, so PlayStation should hire Paris for you know, for coming up with that idea. Go ahead, Pete. Sorry.
No, as you say, Zhang Pao in the chat says they are a new studio, and if they do free to pay, then they need microtransactions. So I think they'd rather avoid the microtransactions or bad equals game is bad argument. But I think that's two different things: Battle Pass versus microtransactions. They're both similar in function because they generate revenue for the studio, whereas microtransactions are needed to progress in a game, whereas a Battle Pass is cosmetic stuff like. I dropped $200 this week trying to get the Lamborghini and PUBG. It ain't happen. You know, but that's just me.
What? Are you serious?
Look, it's a game I've been playing for 7 years, right? I play with friends from Europe to all the way to the States and back and forth. And I make it a point to play. I play a metric bleep ton of PUBG. So I play because that's where I have my fun and enjoyment. Most other folks would go and spend X dollars a month on Game Pass or PlayStation Plus or any of the other subscriptions and or the. I don't. I put my money that I would normally put towards those or towards other games into the game that I play 90% of the time anyways. So I'd rather give money back to the developer that I support, which is odd because they don't really support our player base. They do whatever they want. It's confusing. Whatever. It's a relationship. I get less out of it than I put in. But it's a cosmetic thing. I just like all the other ones, right? Whether it was when they had the Ducati one, where they had the Ducati integration, or the New Jeans integration, or the Aston Martin integration. I drop 50, 60 bones or whatever on that because it's the value to my time. And hell, if I'm gonna put time and effort into something, I'd rather support it. And so I support crafting the PUBG universe. That's my thing. Some people do that with Pokemon. Some people do that with Call of Duty. Other people do it with other games.
Mm-hmm.
So, but microtransaction thing is a totally different thing. Like, you don't need that to succeed. A lot of people do it with FIFA.
Well, I know XDefiant, when it got released, there was no season pass. They just added that a couple weeks ago because people were like, man, there's no team deathmatch. There's like a couple things not available in the game. I mean, people still played it. You know, it was successful for Ubisoft. I think there was like maybe like a million players or so.
Yeah, think of all the other skins on like Fortnite and stuff like that, getting the dances and all those other things.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember, but PUBG is still $40.
It's been free to play for two years now.
Oh, bro, it's been so long for me.
I know you don't play, but I mean that's understandable. And they actually did that because they noticed their player base dropped by like 70%. They went free to play, player base popped back up. I saw an interesting graphic over the weekend that showed games from 1994 to 2024. It was either that or 2004 to 2024. But it was like a long span, and it showed all the games that went like from up the bottom, like the top 20 games, and over the last since 2017 when the game launched, it's been in the top 10, top 15 most played games around the world. So like, and you see how games like Among Us or stuff like that just pop out of nowhere for like a 1 or 2 month stint because they've got like 200-300 million people playing, and then it drops because they don't engage and they don't keep players playing. I don't know. That's why I don't have a big problem with season passes or battle passes, however you want to call it, because it allows you as the player to play the game as you want. If I want to go play my Fortnite character, I ain't played in a year and a half, but if I want to go play, like if I want to run around like looking like John Wick, my character looks like John Wick, right? If I want to run around with my character, who in PUBG is a female with a beard and tattoos under her arms, that's what she does. That's what I want in my game. I want to be able to play the game the way I want, looking the way I want. I support the game if they do that. So
yeah.
I don't have a problem with them if they do that. Yeah. They need the money, anyways.
Anything else about Concord? Any other topic questions or anything? We can move on.
Cool. Let's move on.
All right.
Wish them the best.
Now, Xbox Game Pass, the price increase. I know this happened like a week ago, so been going around and everything. I'm not surprised about this news. I mean, we talked about this a couple of times on the show. Like, hey, that's gonna happen. It's we don't know when exactly, but now that, especially with this deal with Activision Blizzard, and now Call of Duty coming out in a couple months, I'm not surprised that this is happening. Now, the one thing I have to say, I feel like the messaging was a little bit everywhere when it was announced, because this was like a middle of the day, here's a blog post. It wasn't like being really pushed out there from Xbox. But I think the first time I saw it was Jez Gordon from Windows Central. He posted it, and that's what I read. I'm like, oh, so it's official now, So I know there's multiple tiers. Some of the tiers, and Paris, correct me if I'm wrong, some of the tiers, there is no day one games, right? But the higher tiers, you will have those games available day one for PC and also for console, right? So what was the part with that people they got angry? Was it because of the messaging? Was it the price? Is it because some of the games are not going to be available day one? What was that, when the news came out?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, because you were very vocal online, so I'm asking you.
Number one, mind your business online. Stop worrying about first, what I'm tweeting
so,
about.
Okay, so stop one. Posting then. I see your post. I'm going to have questions. I'm gonna have questions.
Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing. Okay, let's rewind this back. So you're correct. It was Windows Central that broke the news because I should ask Jess how they got this. I don't know if it was Microsoft went to them and said, excuse me. I do apologize. I don't know if Microsoft went to them and was like, hey, here's what we're doing, and they posted it, or if Windows Central found out and Microsoft just confirmed it. But Windows Central broke the news. This did not come officially from Microsoft via Xbox Wire or anything. But yeah, to shock of no one, they raised the price of Game Pass. But the thing that was quote unquote controversial is the tier. They raised the prices essentially across the board. But the what was Game Pass console, which was, all right, you get Game Pass on console and you get all the games day and date. They got rid of that and they introduced a new tier called Game Pass Standard. Game Pass Standard is $15 a month. It does include multiplayer, but you no longer get games day and date. You now get a back catalog of games. So the only tiers that now get day and date is Ultimate. Nothing on that has changed, even though they did raise the price to $20 for Ultimate. But PC Game Pass does still get day and date, and they upped the price to that to $12 a month. Core, They also raised the price. It's $75 a year now and $10 a month. And that is that curated list of games. And you get multiplayer. It essentially is Xbox Live Gold. It, they just renamed it to Core.
Don't say it. This. Don't say it.
Hey, I'm not dumb. Anyways. See, you made me lose my train of thought. What I'm going to say was the controversy is that standard tier because day and date goes away. And the question that I asked online was, hey, can we get some clarification on when we can expect new games to come into that standard tier, right? Is it 3 months out, 6 months, 12 months, etc.? Jez did follow up responding on that same thread, said he talked to people at Microsoft that told him it could be anywhere between 6 to 12 months, maybe even later, depending on the title. AKA, if the game is selling well, we ain't putting that damn thing in Game Pass.
Yeah.
This is essentially what they're saying. Now, a key thing to all of this, if you're already in the Game Pass console subscription, you can keep, as long as you stay subscribed, you get to keep day and date. That doesn't go away. But if you unsubscribe or you're a new subscriber, you lose day and date.
So is how many tiers? Is it 4 tiers now?
Yeah, what do we got? Four. We got ultimate, you got standard,
Four-skew.
You got core.
Four-skew, yeah, that's what I'm about to say. See? Pass. Prediction? Yo.
Now, since you want me to be the person with all the information here, because you read all my tweets.
Yeah.
This is a tweet I have in the draft, and I almost put it out, and I was like, don't put this out, because this is going to be nonsense, so I didn't put it out. In my opinion, get rid of all this shit and just have Ultimate. That's my opinion. Me, personally. This is me. Look, nobody wants the prices raised. Ain't nobody cheerleading them raising the price. I am not surprised by the price raise. $20 for Ultimate is still a good value. Getting day and date, you play it across multiple platforms. Everything that Ultimate, the EA stuff, all that is still there. So it is still a good value at 20. Look, I'm not advocating raising the price. I'm a cheapskate. But that standard tier exists at $15 to just get you to go to Ultimate. That's all it really is. So why even have it at this point? I think they'd have been better off just getting rid of it, having Core and Ultimate. That's it. You got Core at the low end for multiplayer and a few select titles, and then you got Ultimate. That's all they should have, in my opinion. Don't even have PC Game Pass. But the reason they have PC Game Pass and the reason it's cheaper is, number one, PC players are not going to play for online multiplayer. They never have. You remember they tried that back in the day with games for Windows, and they were like, nope. And that is still a growing market for them. So that's why you can get PC Game Pass day and date games for $12. That's the only reason that exists. I personally think, keep it simple. $20 for Ultimate, $10, even though I don't agree with Core, $10, $10 for Core, it's a wrap. That's it. Keep it simple. I think there's too many damn tiers now.
Four-skew. No, you're right. I know Arctic, shout out to you. I mean, Paris already answered your question. I personally think it's still best value in gaming. Because he asked, is Game Pass still the best value in gaming?
Ultimate is. Yeah, if you get Ultimate, I don't think the other ones are. Unless, no, actually, I take that back. The best value is PC Game Pass, without question. That's the best value. If you're a PC player, that's a steal. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But... yeah. Yeah. But the standard one, no, I do not. And I guess the percentage of people that were actually on console Game Pass was actually pretty low anyways, which is probably why they can get away with this. Most people, if you're going to subscribe to Game Pass, you're going to go get Ultimate. It just makes sense. I'd be interested to see what the core numbers even look like. But you do have people that aren't interested in paying $20 for Game Pass, but they want the online multiplayer. So I am curious what that even looks like, because again, these are people that were on Gold. So you may have people that were legacy Gold that got converted to Core, but essentially that subscription is going to come up pretty soon. And the other thing they changed was you can still stack subscriptions up to 36 months on Ultimate, but they changed the standard tier. You can only stack up to 13 months now. And again, they're trying to, I'm telling you, all they're trying to do is push it to Ultimate. It's just an upsell to Ultimate, all this stuff is. And I get it. I mean, look, they're trying to make money. They're trying to do their thing. But I just don't like the practice of, well, let me spend $15 a month. I don't get day and date games. I don't know when the new games are going to come to this tier. But if I spend $5 more a month, I get everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you know what I find it strange, you know, because when this whole thing went down, I saw a lot of tweets of people saying that Xbox Game Pass is killing the industry and all this nonsense I've been reading, right? But I'm like, I even asked this question to the person that, posted about this. I'm like, hey, do you still buy physical games? Are you subscribed to any of the service subscription services like, you know, Netflix, Disney Plus? That person never replied back because I bet you they don't buy physical games and they still watch all those content online through a subscription service, you know, because it's you know, I don't. Here's the thing, Game Pass, the all the subscription is an optional thing. Like you don't have to get into it. You know, you can still buy your games digitally if you want or physical. You know, so I don't know why people are saying that this is killing the industry. It's just another option, I think. You know, so the whole thing is just weird to me. But Pete. What'd you think, Pete, about this price increase, changes, for SKU?
At the end of the day, I think it's hilarious. It finally has you finally have a legitimacy with your conspiracy for 4
SKU. Oh, it's still coming.
Okay.
Be prepared. It's still coming.
Sure.
The next big one. Okay. All right. Sleep on it.
It doesn't really impact me at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to Xbox Game Pass. I don't subscribe to the PlayStation Game Pass. So I don't see. It doesn't impact me as much as it impacts others. It does make sense. And I understand that it's confusing at best, right? Especially for the uninitiated. You know, we use Paris's favorite little Johnny. Little Johnny's parents come in and want to get a subscription service. Here's 4. They're likely just going to get him core at the end of the day, right? Just to get him in the door. And you know, he wants ultimate, he'll mow some lawns, you know? Can you still stack 3 cores and then convert it to ultimate by losing a year?
I saw a post asking that and I didn't read the comments, but the subject of it said yes. So maybe.
Maybe. Wait a minute.
There's a loophole.
Hold on a second. What about
it goes to 2? Yeah, you lose a year.
What about the family subscription, Paris? I know we talked about that. No? No?
Okay. Vince McMahon has spoken.
Yeah, because that's. Hey, man. I mean, we talked about this years ago, a long time ago, you know? So that's what I was asking. Like, hey, nobody bringing this up? Interesting. Okay.
I mean. Look, if that's what they got to do, I think it does damage some of the goodwill that they did by having the killer app, right? Finally, of having the greatest value. Now it's the best value, right? It's, I don't know. I think they took a step back. I think there was probably better ways to have maybe worded this or come across.
Yeah. It's all about the wording, I think. Yeah.
We'll see.
I know you mentioned about little Johnny. That little Johnny might be old already because it's been
Johnny's
years.
Listen to the show, man. Yeah, little Johnny's been part of the show for years.
You probably have kids already and everything. You know?
Let's
think of it this way with little.
Little
Johnny.
Johnny's got a job now. Little Johnny's big Johnny. Yeah, he's by for his own little Johnny.
Yeah. When I started all this, that's when my son Trey, my middle child, when he was born, is when I started podcasting. Right.
Yeah,
he's now 18 and out of high school. Think of it that way. Little Johnny old now.
He's old.
Little Johnny's in college.
he got car payments,
all that stuff. That's wild.
So man. I mean, I don't think it should be of any surprise though that any of the big companies have increased, right? I mean, didn't Sony increase the price of PlayStation Plus by 30-something% without adding any other additional value to it? So. Look, it's no big surprise. I just got a note the other day that Spotify increased my thing. YouTube is increasing their cost. Netflix is always increasing their cost. Every subscription cost is never going to be the same price. No big surprise.
Yeah, but it's not the end of the world when you see those prices up, but when it's you know, when it comes to like Game Pass.
Let's go back to the day when we all thought, okay, look, I'm just gonna a la carte pick my subscription services for TV content. Now you do that, and it's more expensive than the original cable subscription we all signed up for. So
hey, yeah,
hey, maybe the real Game Awards will have a category for best subscription service. I'm just saying. Maybe if I spend $30, I can vote on it. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
It's real. It's real.
Real Game Awards for gamers by gamers.
It's real. Yeah. Yeah. That is funny. That is hilarious. Yeah, man. Wow. It's all good. Yeah, man, I just want to, you know, hear everybody's thoughts. If you guys want to send in questions, call in, hey, feel free to hit us up, and most likely we'll try our best to answer the questions, man. So, I know another thing that popped up, and I think it was during the Game Pass price increase. I know that now the Xbox CB app launching out through the Amazon Fire Sticks and all that stuff. See, Paris is the elite, one of the chosen few that have this thing. But here's the thing, Paris. Like, I have a Fire Stick, and you said it won't work on my because it's an older version, so it won't work at all. So it's similar to when Samsung launched the Xbox TV app. It was only available on the newest models of Samsung. But then, like, I think a year or two later, now even the older version could play Xbox game through the cloud and all that stuff. So, but I know you got this, man. I know. Is there any difference between the two? Is this the same thing? Or
I would just like to say again.
Oh my god!
Mind your business, okay?
Why are you posting this online? Why are you posting this online?
Where's my Disneyland T-shirt? Huh? Where's my souvenir? I don't see that.
Hey, man, look.
You got all these questions for me.
Look, it's all out of love. I can send you pictures. I can send you pictures. It's like, look, man, Mickey Mouse doesn't want to waste his time with mean folks. It's the happiest place on earth. That's all. Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell I was gonna say. So Xbox it sent me, I guess, god, this was like 2 weeks ago now, but they sent me the Amazon Fire Stick, and to your point, it is the, I guess, the 2023 model of the Fire Stick 4K and 4K Max. You can download the Xbox app onto those, and you can do cloud gaming via that. I put the whole video out, and I was on Kind of Funny talking about it as well. I mean, it works well enough, but, and we've talked about this a million times, there's still lag, there's still latency, there's just no way to get around it right now. And this was me literally playing on my TV with my wireless router right behind the television at 5 gigahertz, doing the Bluetooth, like everything. I mean, it took an adjustment period is the best way I can explain it, where I just kind of compensated for the lag. So it took me about a day or two to get used to that. And then I played for like a solid week where that's all I did was just cloud game. And it was, you know, it was playable. It was enjoyable, but it is not going to be a replacement for your console. It just simply will not be, not in its current iteration. Like, the one big suggestion that I had was to copy what Stadia did. Stadia was doing Wi-Fi Direct with their controllers, which essentially is your controller connects via Wi-Fi directly into the cloud servers, and you're controlling the game directly over Wi-Fi versus you connecting via Bluetooth, and then it has to go over, because again, that just creates another layer of latency that's there. And sure, it might be milliseconds or whatever, but every millisecond counts when it comes to that, because you want it to be in that 95 percentile of latency, right? So, you know, it works, and the whole point of it is giving you another option on where to play. And like you said, Danny, you have the Samsung TV, I have the Samsung TV, it's identical, to that. UI, everything is identical to the way you would play it on the Samsung TV right now as well. So there's no real change there. It's just another way to get people to be able to play games. And with it being on a Fire Stick, a lot of people already have a Fire Stick in their homes. Connect the controller via Bluetooth and you're on your way. And it doesn't just have to be an Xbox controller. You can use a DualSense on it. You can use that Amazon controller as well. Anything that controller is Bluetooth enabled, you can connect and play on cloud gaming.
Yeah.
Is this that Keystone technology that they were talking about many years ago?
I don't know. I didn't ask. So I don't know. I don't know if it's essentially that, but for all intents and purposes, this is replacing Keystone, and it makes sense.
Right.
Because, and I had, it was so funny. I had even said this when the Keystone thing came out. I was like, man, they'd be better off just putting this on Amazon Fire Stick or like Apple TV or something, because people already have those. And then sure enough, like I think the next day they announced the partnership with Amazon. So,
but you know what, Paris, you mentioned that years ago. I think I have a recording on that. Yeah. It was like during the 4SKU era. It was like around that time.
Yeah.
Can you play this on an Amazon, on a Fire Cube? Because I have a cube in my living room, and I use with a Wi-Fi or with a wired connection, which I think would probably make it a little bit better.
See, Danny. Now, Danny, I always give you grief for stuff like this, but now I have to give it to Pete.
Okay.
I literally just said 2 minutes ago you can only do it on the Fire Stick 4K and 4K Max. I literally just said that, but he don't listen. Y'all, none of y'all listen to me. Y'all don't listen.
I thought that maybe you omitted it, like you omitted Valorant in the last conversation.
Don't you, what about is
so?
This?
So no, I'm
you
a, what about
to
you?
What I said.
No, I'm gonna pick apart what you didn't say.
No, you can't. Yeah, but to what Danny was saying, I would imagine at some point they get this on more hardware. It may have just been a thing of obviously the testing and the optimization. All right, let's go with these on the first rollout to launch it, and then let's continue to optimize on the other devices as they move forward. Because essentially all it is you're just putting an app. You're just downloading the app on there and you're just playing it. And just like with Samsung, initially, I guess at the time, it was the 2022 televisions, and then since then they've rolled it out to older models after that. So I would imagine it would probably be similar. And to your point about wired, you can get the wired adapter for the Fire Stick if you want to go wired as well. I've personally not done that, but I know that is possible as well. So again, that's going to help with latency too, because I mean, you're doing a wire connection versus Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of people are not going to do that.
No, exactly. Most people aren't going to do it. And that's why I didn't even want to try and test it that way, because I wanted to test it the way that 95% of the people are going to use it. They're going to do it wireless. They're not going to bother getting a wired connection.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to mention, Paris, can you do the NVIDIA GeForce now through that Fire Stick now, or not yet?
Good question, because Okay. So this is the other thing. The version that I had, Xbox had already preloaded it on there, and it was like a press profile. So I've not tried anything else except what they gave me. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you can put GeForce Now on there. Pretty sure you can. And to the point of that, like all the testing I was doing during the week was I was hopping on the Samsung TV. I was hopping on the PC browser, and I was testing GeForce Now to compare it. GeForce Now is vastly superior to Xbox Cloud Gaming. I was talking about that when I was on Kind of Funny, and you can do 4K 60 on there. The fact that it's coming off using NVIDIA's, obviously, what is it, like the equivalent of a 4080 GPU. It does DLSS. It does HDR. There's a lot of things that GeForce Now does right now that Xbox Cloud Gaming just simply does not do. So there's a lot of catch up they're going to need to do in that. And the most important thing, the latency is noticeable, like being better on GeForce Now than it is on Cloud Gaming.
Do you prefer? Have you only played like single player games, or you tried multiplayer games?
No, I've tried everything. I was everything. You know, like I wanted to make sure that, you know, like I was playing. Like I'm glad you brought that up. Like as an example, I was playing Halo Infinite multiplayer on Cloud Gaming. It's just okay. I played X Defiant on both. Vastly different. on GeForce Now, you know, it's from a multiplayer standpoint, but just anything that I'm playing, like Starfield is something that I was playing on both. The latency comparison on Starfield on cloud gaming to play and Fallout 76, that was another one, to what I was playing on GeForce Now, it's just night and day. So yeah, it's just better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because usually when I play when I always try like xCloud or GeForce Now, I always try like maybe like a game like Cyberpunk, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that, and it looks great. It's single player, of course, you know, but yeah. But multiplayer, whew, it's a little tricky, man. It's a yeah. little tricky. So, any other questions, Pete? You good?
All good.
Wait, did I said X Defiant? I meant Fortnite. Sorry, I screwed that up. Sorry.
It's all good.
I was like, wait, no, I didn't play X Defiant. It was Fortnite.
It's all good. I think we should wrap it up. I think we're good with these topics, and I know in the future. We have a couple of things coming up that I'm planning to post on the show. One is the Star Wars Art Loss impressions and interviews and all that stuff. Soon.
When? What's the date?
Don't worry about it. Soon. You should ask. Oh. You know what? You should go to Disney and ask Mickey Mouse in person. Like, hey, wow. When is it?
Okay.
Probably Mickey. You know, maybe Mickey will say no. He can't say anything. He probably will do that. He's like, he had enough of Paris. All right, everyone. Thank you for watching. And we're going to go straight to the after show for a little bit here. And until next time, we're out. Peace.